Confessions of the Untold, Part 1. Looking back at my life, I was so carefree and happy that I was slow. I thought family meant love and protection. I remember growing a dislike for my older brother. I had 3 older brothers and 1 younger one. My oldest brother and I, or should I say my older brothers and I, were half-siblings, and that was clear throughout our family dynamics. I was fine with it, but the dislike came when he would purchase food and say, "Don't touch it," or he would talk to me as if I was the enemy. As an adult, I realized that I had my father and mother, but he only had his mother. Jealousy and hatred must have been the reason behind his actions most of the time. What bothered me the most was when he would buy the food and say, "Don't touch it." It was usually during times that the rest of the family didn't have food. My mother would always shop on Friday, and food would be out on Thursday. We lived week by week. We just did not have it any other way. It's funny how parents, or should I say a parent's desire to protect their children can be the very thing that hurts them the most. My parents attempted to keep me under their watch at all times, but, you know, they had to work. I couldn't go over to classmates' houses or parties. I couldn't go to movies or events. During some of the times that they worked, I was dropped off at my aunt's house, and this was the beginning of my trauma. My aunt fixed a plate one day with food and gave it to me. She told me to take it to her boyfriend, who at the time I thought was her husband. We all called him uncle, and foolish me thought that meant through marriage. I was about 12 or 13, so I really didn't give it much thought. The me today hates how innocently stupid I was. I took the man the plate, and he decided to grab my hand and make me kiss him. This is family, love, and protection, right? Wrong. Put me back in that shoe again, I would probably be in jail. This should have opened my eyes, but I remained gullible and naive. He would continue to groom me, which is a term I learned now as an adult, for months whenever he got the chance. One day he came over when my parents were at work to so-called see my grandmother, who was living with us at the time. I grew tired and refused to do what he said, which was to touch him. He got upset and went to sit with my grandmother. Literally a few seconds later, my dad pulled up in a panic, and when he got out of the car, it started to roll backwards. He jumped in it and turned it off. He flung our front door open and quickly asked for my uncle. When I sat in the back with mother, which is what we called her at the time, he let out a sigh of relief. I just stared at him as if it would tell him what happened. I started begging not to go over to their house. I would not answer people if they were talking to me wrong, or I just didn't like them. Then one day I learned that I was different, birthwise. I was born in Florida, which meant that I could live in America. I came from an island, a dot on a map, so to us, America was gold. I started begging to go live in Florida with other family members, since they were already considering it. People would tell my mom all the time that she needed to let me graduate in Florida. I thought American family members have to be different. As it turned out, they were worse. Good night, everyone. I'm back with another one. Just a thought. What do the words "I love you" mean? What do they mean to you? What about if it's followed up with a scripture? What about if it's meant to keep you guessing, or what about if it's meant to mask real feelings? Case in point, I love you, but we're not gonna fight. I love you, but I'm not gonna tell you how I feel. I love you, but we're not gonna talk about the problem. I love you, but that's all it's gonna be. I love you, but I'll do anything for you except talk about what's the issue, or what's bothering you. What does it mean if you love me, but I'm struggling with life, with what we're going through, with what we've been through, with whatever is on my brain? What does it mean if it's a one-sided communication? What does it mean if I'm everything for you, but you're not everything for me? I love you. What do those words mean? Tell me. Seems like it's a muse or a cover-up for don't get mad, I love you. Don't leave, I love you. You're not wrong, or I'm not wrong, but I love you. Wake up. Wake up. It's a form of manipulation. Realize it. If you love me, you'd listen to me, just like I'm listening to you. If you love me, we hear each other out. If you love me, I would do what I need to support you as you would do it. You need to support me. Love is about give and take. It's not one-sided. It's not iffy. It's not sometimey. It's always. It's unconditional. If you are constantly trying to figure out where you went wrong or what you've done wrong, that's not love. I went through a period of time where I would just sit and say, wow, how stupid could one be? And then I had to realize, no, not stupid, just young and dumb. Now, you know, doesn't sound like either one of those are much different, but to me it is. Because young and dumb, you have an excuse. You're young, you don't know any better. But stupid, you just don't have it all upstairs. So there's, to me, a clarification. And so I had to realize that, okay, I was just young and dumb. I didn't know any better. But the minute I did, or I discovered better, I went after better. So my question tonight is, what does the words I love you mean? I've heard it several times, but it's always followed up by, basically, you know, we're not gonna discuss this issue, but I love you. What does that mean? Like, it's not a natural, goodbye, have a good day, I love you, or hey, good morning, I love you. No, it's a, or at the moment I'm talking about, it's a, you know, I see that we're fighting, I see that we have an issue, but you know what? I love you. Like, dude, that's not a band-aid. You can't just say that and think that it's gonna fix whatever the issue is, or it's gonna be the answer to the problem. No. It just throws gasoline secretly or silently while she sits and plots and thinks. And that's my problem. That's sitting and plotting and thinking. It's unnecessary if you would just talk. So help me out, guys. Email me back. Let me know. What does I love you but means? Do you ever hear that? Have you ever heard it? What do you think about it? Welcome back. It's another segment tonight. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world. I can't help but wonder what advice you've received or wish you'd received from a mother or your mother. I'll start. My mother once told me,
stick with your own. Now, at the time, I didn't really understand what that meant, but I figured it out eventually. It meant people from the same place you are from. I was raised in the Bahamas, born in America, so she meant stick with a Bahamian. I really wish I didn't listen. I really wish that instead of her focusing on the nationality of the person, that she would say, find someone who loves you for you. Find someone you gel with. My God, find someone whose personality matches yours. Anything but just stick with your own. Because I was so hell-bent on going against stick with your own, but yet doing it anyway, that I ended up doing the opposite. And now, you know, it sucks. Because when you get over the lust and it's all said and done, what do you have left? Nothing. So on this Mother's Day, rather than enjoying a nice family day, what am I doing? Alone. Why? Because I just want to scream. And I have four little people to think about. Rather than screaming and seeming outrageously crazy, I choose to be alone. Rather than saying who really is the bad guy, I choose to take that role. Rather than explaining where things went wrong, I choose to just be the odd one out. In the end, you choose your kids rather than yourself. So, mothers around the world, be careful the advice you give your kids. You never know the lasting effect on them. Mine was a very long-lasting effect, and I absolutely disgust her for it. You know, she stood there with her stepson, and her husband was on a second marriage, and she had two kids for somebody else, and she was telling me, oh, don't mix with already made family. Well, lady, what are you doing? So, I say that to say this. When you are explaining your kids what they shouldn't do because of what you've done, make sure you explain it entirely. Make sure you keep an open dialogue. Because it can come back to haunt them and hurt them, and then they don't come to you. Because I refuse to call her for water. But it just goes to show you, our advice as mothers can have long-lasting effect. So I try to tell mine, listen, don't marry for looks. Marry for personality, for what you want. Make till you get to where you know what you want. Make sure what he brings is what you want. If not, you're going to regret it. I don't care the race. I don't care the color. Make sure you know you're grown enough and you know what you want. Because, see, I was 18. That was too young. I threw away my life. And I'm paying for it. Don't do it. So, let me know what your worst advice was. And I sure hope most of you are having a good day, or at least better than I am anyway.